Hello, Joel.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's nice to be back with everyone.
Oh, yes, it is. We have a wonderful call tonight. A few quick announcements.
With you? You always keep it lively?
I try. You taught me well. We want to first talk a little bit about the Pure Planet Oasis. The new website is up and running. Dave has a couple of wonderful
Very nice pictures.
Yep. Events coming up. Once again, pureplanetoasis.com. We also have a great, great special, Michael, this month. It's just about to run out. We have a little less than a week to go.
It's a killer deal, and especially it's so appropriate for this time of year with the allergy season.
Right. You get the two advanced probiotic blends, two enzyme advantages you buy, and you get a free 90-gram of organic kamut blend, my favorite green food, which it's a full month's supply of the green organic kamut, which is great.
Yeah.
A hot topic we have tonight that we get lots and lots of questions about, being nervous. Nervous as a disease, as an epidemic disease. We get these calls coming in all the time, and messages and emails and stuff, basically, on what they could do for it, good therapies, good supplements and foods for it, and basically how to be aware that you even have it. So we're going to spend most of the call tonight, Michael, about that. Is that okay with you?
That's good, because I would say that's one of the most common subjects that get brought up in two different ways, Joel. I think you mentioned one particular way is people are aware that, you know, they're dealing with it, kind of thing.
Right.
But the majority of people are not even aware of it, and the majority of people are experiencing symptoms, and they don't really understand where the symptoms are coming from. And so that's really, you know, we can divide that into two places. The people that are aware of being nervous, that's 90% there. You know, in other words, the awareness is the key factor before you can even do anything about it. But I think the main thing we're dealing with here is the number of people who are calling in with anywhere between very minor problems and very serious problems, who are totally unaware of the effect of nervousness.
Okay.
And that's where it really becomes a huge problem.
An epidemic.
It is. In fact, several health newsletters in the last month have stated that nervousness is an epidemic disease, not only in the United States, but throughout the world today.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty amazing.
Fascinating.
Yep. Well, you know, part of the problem, Joel, is, as you know very well, there's no downtime. We live in a very, very fast-paced society. And, you know, one of the things that a story I love telling, because it sort of puts it all in perspective, is I remember reading, it's been a few years at this point, but there was a thing saying that, I think it was 1860, whatever it was, when Abraham Lincoln was elected president.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a rather close election. And it turned out that it was over 45 days after the election before everyone in the country at that time found out who the president was. In other words, that's how slow information traveled.
Right.
Now today, in contrast to that, we have situations where people, families who are living in the same house, who are in the same house at the moment, are either texting each other or calling each other on a cell phone from one bedroom downstairs to upstairs, or vice versa.
Well,
I mean, it's insane.
Sometimes
it's insane.
Just the next room.
Yeah, exactly, just the next room.
Yeah, someone's in the kitchen, someone's in the bedroom, they're just like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like they act like they're, you know, in different cities. I mean,
right.
And so what we're doing, so obviously there's two things happening right there. Number one, we are shrinking everything to such a small spatial arrangement that there is no space anymore. There's no time. You know, that there's no relaxation time. That's number one. Number two, we are being bombarded with electromagnetic radiation. Oh, yeah. Every time you use a cell phone, every time you use a computer, every time you use a microwave oven, every time you get in your fancy-dancy car with the electric windows and the electric seats and electric everything, you got to realize you are driving down the road in a metal bullet with a lot of electricity going on. And so this constantly interferes with the electricity of our own body. And this can cause what's called passive nervousness. Mm-hmm. So basically, the main thing we need to let people know is, let's talk first about the concept of awareness. You know, is how do we know if we're nervous? Obviously, if you sit still and you find that you have to tap your foot, you drum your finger on a desk, you twiddle your thumbs, whatever you're doing, become aware that when you do things like that, that's very helpful. Every time you do something like that, you are using energy. Okay, you cannot move a body part without using energy. And when you do something passively like that, or involuntarily from a conscious standpoint, it's very draining on the body. Now, the most important thing that people need to be aware of when it comes to nervousness as a true epidemic disease is, most people know that being nervous is not comfortable. Okay, no one really likes it, but we sort of say, all right, well, it's just part of life. Well, yes and no. But what we need to be aware of is, what does nervousness actually do to our physical body? And this is very important that we all understand this. And I'm talking to myself here because, you know, I'm affected. I have to sit in front of a computer a lot. I'm on the phone a lot. So
you even have a cell phone, right?
Right, I do. Don't like it, and doesn't work at home, which I'm happy about. But in any event, the main thing to give you an idea of what nervousness does to the physical body is, everything that happens in our body physiologically happens because of impulses that travel through our nerves. That's how everything happens. That's the involuntary processes of our heart beating, of breathing, of digestion, which we are totally unconscious of in almost all cases. And then also all the conscious stuff that we're aware of, like moving our hands, you know, looking at things, you know, chewing, walking, you know, using our senses and actually doing things. So every time anything happens in the body, even just a thought can only occur when energy travels through these nerves. And you've got a lot of nerves floating in your body. Okay. Now, I think most people are aware of the fact that if you have in your house, and I always like bringing this down to a very basic level because it makes it understandable for me, and I would hope it does for everyone else. In your house, you have what's called, you know, a fuse box or circuit breakers. Old houses have fuse boxes, new houses have circuit breakers. But what that really is the wires that you have in your house are designed to take a certain amount of current. And let's say you have wires that are basically 20 amp or 25 amp or 30 amp. Okay, that's pretty typical. You have a washing machine, a dryer, that can be 50 amp. Okay, and obviously the higher the number, the larger the wire. Okay, because it's necessary to be more insulated and to have more ability to carry more current. Okay, now if you by chance accidentally overload the circuit in your house by putting an appliance on, let's say you plug something in, you plug one of these George Foreman, you know, grills into an outlet that's a 20 amp outlet, and it's already at the point where everything else that's on it is about 18 amps. And let's say that thing needs 6.5 amps. Okay, obviously it's going to trip the circuit breaker or blow a fuse.
Right.
And everything goes off that's on that circuit. Okay, so you have to go and you have to reset it, but obviously you need to find out, why am I blowing my circuit? Okay, So in the case of our house, it's a pretty simple way of going about it. We overload the circuit, something blows. Now, if you didn't have a circuit board, if you didn't have that fuse box or circuit breaker, you could start a fire. Because the wire would get heated up beyond what it's capable of carrying, and so that's why you have to have that circuit breaker. Otherwise, you could burn your house down. Okay. Now, our bodies are exactly the same as the wiring in the house. The nerves are exactly the same as the wires. The problem is we don't have the same kind of circuit breakers, and we don't have the same kind of fuse box. And so what happens is that if we do have circuit breakers, and we do have the similar to a fuse box, but we don't know how to pay attention to them. And that's where the problem comes in. Because when you start to sense nervousness, when you start to sense, I mean, I'm sure we've all experienced this, I have, that you can experience like heart palpitations. You can experience like almost your head feeling warm. You know, what this is actually the nerves are heating up because of intense nervous energy. And so that's when it becomes extremely dangerous. And we can do real damage. And, you know, and many people who spend every day in a state of nervous agitation are really, what they're doing is they're basically taking days, months, and years off of their life. And not only the length of their life, but they are altering the quality of life that they have. Because we all know, Joel, at any moment, any of us could walk out on the street and get run over by a bus. Okay, so we're gone immediately. So we're not so interested in, you know, are we going to live 100 years or 60 years or whatever? Okay, we're going to live as long as, you know, obviously we got to do common sense thing. But the most important thing is the quality of life we have each and every day. And when we are abusing the tools that we have been given by nature, we basically really alter the quality of life that we can experience. And like I said, this is why nervousness is considered to be such a huge, huge problem.
Wow. If you would bring in something like even like meditation or yoga, foods and supplements, how do those things tend to like tie in or play in a part of working with that?
Well, that's a good place to start. One of the things that every one of us can do, and I practice this at least a couple times a day, more if I think of it, is we can practice something called circular breathing. And what circular breathing is you just sit calmly with your feet flat on the floor and in a comfortable chair, and you just be relaxed, and you close your eyes, and you basically inhale through your nose. And it's best if you can do this outside or with a window open. You know, in other words, the more fresh air, the better. And you inhale, and while you're inhaling, you count between 1 and 20, 1 to 10, 1 to 6, whatever's comfortable for you. And then you hold your breath to the same count. And then you exhale through your mouth to the same exact count. So what this does is when you're doing this, you want to put your 100% focus and concentration, all your attention needs to be on the counting of the numbers. You have to go back to it as often as you have to. And your mind's going to want to wander.
Yes.
But every time you let your mind wander, don't criticize yourself. Just say, nope, I'm supposed to be counting. And you can do this circular thing anywhere between, you know, one time or do it 20 times. I mean, you can do 20 times in about 3 or 4 minutes. So it's a very relaxing thing to do. So, and obviously do not sit in front of the computer while you're doing it. Meditation, like you said, is a very healthy thing. Exercise is very crucial. If you can do some aerobic kind of fast walking, bicycling, swimming, running, whatever, and if you can swim in the ocean, you're really doing good because you're gaining a lot of good free energy that's actually in the ocean. So that's a real positive thing. Along with that, a couple things that are really important from a nutritional standpoint, and our monthly special really ties into this, is that you really, when we know we're dealing with stress, not only is our monthly special good for allergies, but it's very good for overall health. Because one of the things that happens when we do get nervous and we start to feel irritable and we know that things aren't the way they're supposed to be, is it directly affects our digestive system. And so obviously helping yourself with enzymes and using probiotics between meals can be very, very valuable. And also, since the Kamut is a freebie when you buy the two products this month, every time you take some Kamut, you're pumping rich nutrients into your bloodstream, which help to balance out the extra nutrients that are being burned up because of your nervousness. When you're nervous, you burn more nutrients than if you're calm. Now, another thing that is crucial for nervousness, for people that are dealing with nervousness, is you must be very aware of using enough good fat in your diet. The reason for this is that the covering of the nerves, called the myelin sheath, is basically fat. And so when we're nervous, we can actually burn those that covering and the nerve itself. And so by consuming like our tropic oil, the extra virgin organic coconut oil, that is very, very beneficial for the body to be able to use to keep the nerves working well. The master amino complex, that's also very good for the nerves because the nerves need amino acids to build themselves, and when you're nervous, you tend to burn the nerve fibers themselves. And so I'm not even suggesting that we're all going to be able to live each day without experiencing some nervousness or irritation or agitation. I'm just saying that you want to do what you can to become aware of it. So awareness is the key. That's the whole definition of what yoga is awareness, is that becoming aware of what we're doing to ourselves is like 90% being there. It really helps a lot. But doing the right nutrients, knowing the nutrients that are being used in greater amounts for just being nervous is very important. And so like the, the aiding the digestion is very important. And keeping the nutrient level as high as you can without bombarding yourself with tons and tons of calories. In fact, you know, we don't do next week, but the week after, one of the things that I hope that we will have time to do is so many people call me and want to know about, you know, what do I eat? You know, how do I really just live day to day? And so it would be nice to really address that in a fairly common sense method. But in any event, going back to this idea, is the American diet today is very rich in calories and very depleted in nutrients. And so a good correlation to this is the automobile. The gasoline you put in your car represents the calories, and that's what it is. It's actually calories. It's fuel. If you don't have the necessary nutrients, the calories cannot be burned, which means the calories turn into fat. So in a car, if you don't have the proper nutrients, which in this case for a car would be the spark. Okay, so if your spark plugs aren't working, your gasoline's not going to turn into fat, but your gasoline, if it sits there long enough, is going to go flat and won't burn at all. Okay, which is the same thing as becoming fat, because it becomes useless. It becomes a burden on the car, whereas the same thing happens in your body. So if you're eating lots and lots of calories that are empty calories, in other words, you know, the processed foods, the white flour, the white sugar, you know, the cookies, the donuts, the candy bars that we go for when we're nervous, when we just want a quick energy pickup, it actually makes us feel tired. We feel an immediate sugar rush, but then we really get let down. And so the reason why it lets you down is simply because it's a shock to the system. The sugar is acting like a drug. When you eat a donut, which has no nutrient value whatsoever, just plain, you know, sugar and calories, that sugar shocks the body, giving it a false sense of energy. But because it is such a negative energy state, and the body requires more, in other words, the body gets nothing out of that, so it can't even digest it properly, so that is why it turns into unused fuel or fat. And so that's why it's crucial for everybody, and especially for someone who deals with, you know, the typical day-to-day living, which is, you know, we deal in a nervous world, is you want to make sure that you're really keeping your nutrient level boosted as high as you possibly can, you know, and you need calories. You know, don't think that you can live on, you know, just eating vegetables. You got to have calories, but the calories have to be whole food calories, and we're going to talk about this in a couple of weeks, but I mean, just to give you an example, I was talking to someone the other day, and they were talking about doing, you know, our fast, and the day before they did the fast, they ate pizza, and, you know, and they were having trouble with it. I said, well, pizza's not food, you know, it's okay if it's got a whole wheat crust and, you know, organic cheese, it's not bad, but even that isn't necessarily, you know, healthy, but the point is that we have to become aware that our body is a very finely tuned machine, and you try putting the wrong, you know, you buy yourself a $150,000 Maserati and try putting just plain unleaded gas in it, it's not going to run too well. It needs high test. And so our bodies are like the Maserati. You know, we need quality, high combustion fuel, not fuel that's going to turn into fat. So keep in mind that when we do things like that, because we're not giving our body what it needs, what we're really doing is we're increasing the stress on our system, which then makes us feel more nervous. So it's a real vicious cycle. And so, you know, I guess what I'm saying is this. A lot of times we, quote unquote, treat ourselves by having something that's not good for us. Whether it be, you know, a chocolate candy bar or some, you know, chocolate ice cream or whatever. And I'm not saying not to ever have stuff like that. There's nothing wrong with having things like that, but you want to make sure you're eating good quality. You want it to be organic. You want it to not be full of, you know, fructose and the corn sweeteners and things like that. You want, you know, evaporated cane juice that's organic, things like this is fine. But the important thing is, when you know you're going to be having something like this, don't let that be your meal. That if that becomes your meal, even if it's good quality, it's still not going to supply the body with the nutrients that it needs to do the work it's trying to do. So I guess the point of this is that a lot of the nervousness and a lot of the stress that we deal with is basically self-imposed, Joel, just because we make decisions that aren't really the best, and we don't realize how they impact our, you know, our body.
Yeah, do you want to mention a little bit about, maybe a little bit about, more about meditation, and since you're on the topic of food, talk a little bit about chewing, how people, you know, don't chew their food, you know.
Well, right, that's a real good point. I mean, haven't we talked before about this? I mean, you've noticed yourself in terms of the difference between chewing food properly and gulping food.
I do, of course.
I mean, it's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge. And here's another thing that's interesting. Yeah, digestion. Joel, did you watch the that movie called Super Size Me?
Yes.
Okay. That is, if all you folks listening, if you have not watched Super Size Me, go to the video store and rent it. I think it's about 50 minutes long or an hour or whatever. And it's really excellent because this gentleman, who was in his mid-30s, I think, when he did this experiment, his wife or girlfriend was basically an organic chef in New York. and they ate very, very clean, good food. And he decided to do an experiment by where he was going only going to eat from McDonald's for 30 days. And he actually found three or four doctors who tested him before, and he wanted to be monitored during the experiment of the month time. And all he ate exclusively was McDonald's, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And he reported that, number one, it became very addictive to him, that even though it didn't make him feel good, he wanted more of it. And the other thing that was really interesting about talking about chewing is that if you've eaten fast food, and I'm sure we all have, thank goodness I haven't eaten it in many, many years, but I mean if you eat a Big Mac, or a donut, or just a junky cookie or whatever, if you actually take that and put it in your mouth and chew it well, 20, 30 times, whatever, until it really becomes like water, you're going to want to spit it out because it really doesn't taste good. And that's what he noticed making that documentary, is that when you eat one of the McDonald's hamburgers or their French fries, if you chew it once, twice, or three times and then swallow, you get that pleasant taste, you get the salt taste, you get the fat taste, you get the sugar taste, okay? And that's what becomes addictive, especially the sugar. And they put sugar in everything, okay?
Yeah.
But if you sit there and chew and take a bite of a Big Mac hamburger and chew it about 15 or 20 times, you're going to want to throw or spit it out because it becomes disgusting tasting because it does not have a pleasant middle and aftertaste. But on the contrary to that, take a raw walnut or a bite of a carrot or an apple and take that in your mouth and start chewing it. And you will notice that after 5 to 10 chews, it's going to have a particular taste. If you chew it another 10 or 15 times, it's going to have a middle taste, and then it's going to have a finished taste if you continue chewing it until it becomes like water. And you will only have beginning, middle, and finished tasting that are all quite pleasant and different. They're unique when you eat real unprocessed food. But when you eat processed food, unless you chew it quickly and swallow it, it's disgusting. And so that increases nervousness big time because we're gulping food. Our stomach doesn't ever get to catch up with what we're doing. And speaking of ketchup, we bury things in ketchup and mustard, which then completely disguises the taste more. And ketchup's a good thing to experiment with. Put a little ketchup in your mouth and just leave it in your mouth and suck on it and try and keep it in your mouth for a few minutes while you keep moving your mouth around. And it's going to taste pretty bad. And you're going to want to spit it out. You're not going to want to swallow it. I can tell you the same exact is the case for a Three Musketeers bar, a Krispy Kreme donut, a Little Debbie, any of those things. Try them. Don't take my word for it. Try it yourself. Put something like that in your mouth and chew it for a good 20 or 30 times until it becomes liquid. And I will guarantee you, you do not want to swallow that. There's nothing pleasant about it. It actually tastes pretty downright disgusting. But if you chew it once or twice, you get the pleasant taste, and then down the hatch it goes. Plain 100% calorie count with no nutritive value whatsoever. So what is the body going to do with it? It's got to store it. It's got to turn it into fat. That's how it stores unused calories, which
wow.
then puts more nervous energy and stress on us. So I think it becomes pretty easy to see that this, even though we live in a nervous world, there's a lot of things that we can do to really rectify the problem. There's some things that we can't affect. Like when you're if you're living in New York and you get on a subway, there's a lot of nervous energy on the subway. There's nothing you can do about that nervous energy. But the more centered you are before you get on the subway, the less it's going to affect you.
Right.
Which means that not only have you done a little meditation or deep breathing, but you've eaten a decent breakfast, with real whole food before you put your foot on the thing.
Well, so do you want to do a little bit of a summary now, just a wrap up of what people can do as far as maybe list a couple of foods that might want to introduce to the diet or some of the supplements from Purium that might really...
Yeah, well, let's start with the supplements. I think that's a good thing. I think some things that people can really take advantage of with nervous type of conditions is, number one, make sure that you keep your fat content high in your diet, real fat, not you know, polyunsaturated, not hydrogenated fat. But tropic oil is great. Raw nut butters are good, like, you know, almond butter, cashew butter, tahini, raw tahini. Even the roasted nut butters are fine, like, you know, organic peanut butter. That's good fat. If you can get raw butter, you can definitely get raw cheese. That's good. One of the things that we have for breakfast every day is my wife Nora makes real eggnog, and she actually will make yogurt out of raw milk, which we luckily can buy in California. And she mixes like a cup of yogurt with a raw egg, and mixes that, like, you can mix it with a little cinnamon or nutmeg. You can even put a little bit of honey in it. And you blend that on you know, high speed for a couple minutes, or even just 30 seconds or so. And that is incredibly delicious, and it's very nutritious. It's got lots of nutrients. It's got a lot of good fat. You can throw a little, put a little bit of our rice bran solubles in with that. That really increases the nutrient amount. You can put a little coconut oil in that. That also increases the nutrient amount.
Maybe a little bit of cherry in there.
You could put a little cherry in there. You know, some people, it's worth a try. You know, what I've found with some people is, depending on how the cherry juice is used, if you mix it with the wrong stuff, some people can get like gas from that.
Okay.
A lot of people, it doesn't bother at all. You know, a lot of people do best with the cherry juice by taking it, like, with the aloe by itself. And then the other thing that's a real valuable thing to use to really bolster our nutritionally, like we said before, is support the digestive system, you know, with the enzymes, with the probiotics, even with the aloe vera. Those are all very good. Nervousness can definitely impact the colon. And you don't want an impacted colon. So you want to keep things moving. That's important. And basically, people that have irritable bowel syndromes, a lot of that is caused by nervousness and just having a high-stress job. So that's once again, awareness is the key. That's very powerful, just have the awareness. And like we mentioned before, the master aminos can be very, very beneficial for supporting the nerves, because the nerves need good protein, the nerves need good fat, and the nerves need a lot of nutrients. So, like I said, the special for this month, which is designed for allergy relief, is also a very good special to help people with combating the ill effects of nervousness, because the Kamut blend is very rich in high in nutrients, low in calorie. The digestive enzymes and the probiotics support the digestive system. The coconut oil, the tropic oil, and the master aminos, you know, support the nerves themselves. And so, you know, there's lots of things that we can do. And like I said, the most important thing, you know, Joel, is that we become aware. And like you had mentioned, you know, meditation is very powerful. Even if you just do it for 5 minutes in
the
morning.
Right.
Yeah, if you do it 5 minutes in the morning when you first get up, and 5 minutes at night before you go to bed, it's powerful. Even if you start off with 1 minute.
Yeah.
You know, set a timer. Don't look at the watch, but just set a timer and say, okay, I'm going to do this for 2 minutes. And just stay with it, you know. And the point is to, you know, you can watch your breath. You can say an affirmation. There's lots of things that you can do. But the point is the whole purpose of meditation is to tune in with our real self and tune the world out.
Right, which is...
That's the secret.
Nice to do. You've mentioned in the past a lot about the American white ginseng. Do you want to say anything about that tonight?
That's a good point. One of the things that takes a beating with nervousness and stress and, you know, irritation are the glands. The thyroid, the adrenals especially. The adrenals are really belted with nervousness. And American ginseng, along with the tropic oil, are probably the two best things that we can put into our bodies to support the glands, because they nourish the glands, and the American ginseng actually acts as a true adaptogen, which means it can help modulate and be a buffer for stress.
Wow.
And even nervousness. So that's a very, and that's physical stress, emotional stress, you know, mental stress, even spiritual stress. I mean, any kind of stress, American ginseng is very beneficial. And keep in mind, American ginseng is not an irritant. It's not a stimulant like Korean ginseng. And it's a true, in fact, it can even be called ginseng in the same breath. Because a lot of people think of ginseng and they think of Panax, which is the one that ramps you up. And I would say, you know, Korean ginseng is probably better to use than drinking a cup of coffee if you have to stay up late studying or driving a car. But even Korean ginseng puts a lot of stress on the adrenals and the nerves. So it's not a good thing to do on a regular basis.
Okay. Michael, I think we're just about at the point.
Okay.
Great,
and let's
great.
Remind everyone that next week is the first Wednesday of the month. So Dave and Amy will be discussing probably the special of the month, which is really, we're not going to tell you what it is, but it's really exciting. It's a very, very good special, and it's perfect timing for as summer approaches. And let's also remind everyone that what makes PHP unique is high quality and affordable prices. Which to me is becoming more and more important in our world today, because money is tighter than it used to be.
Yeah, I love saying where price meets quality.
Yep, and your health is your most valuable commodity, and so you want to maintain health. When health goes, it's tough.
Health is wealth.
Health is wealth, and so yeah, it's worth spending a little bit of money to ensure the fact that you're healthy. And in fact, one person said to me today, not today, but the other day, said, you know, I realized that I can afford all of my PHP products simply by not buying a latte every day, which I was doing.
Right.
And he said, I had no idea how much money I was wasting. He said, I tasted good. He said, but it actually wasn't good for me.
It's $100
a month. I said,
you buy a latte every day, it's $100 a month.
Exactly, and you can buy a lot of our products for $100 a month.
Probably more than you need.
Exactly, more than you need. So, yeah, you start looking at the way you waste money, you know, on all the empty calories, the donuts and the cookies and the coffee. And keep in mind, when 2 or 3 o'clock comes in the afternoon and you got that low period and you just want something to pick up, don't go in the break room and get a candy bar. That's when it's good. If you have a little forethought and you remember, bring some Power Shake with you. You know, bring a little cherry juice. You know, bring something that is nutrient rich. That also saves you money, because when you plunk that buck and a quarter into that machine, you might as well just throw it away, because you're actually hurting your body and wasting money at the same time.
Right. Right. What, you know, exactly. Couldn't have said it better, Michael. Well, Dr. Mike, thank you so much again for a wonderful call.
Thank you.
Looking forward to actually next week, Dave and Amy will be back, so it'll be a great call next week, all the same place, same time. Any last words?
As you say, be happy, be well, and God bless.
God bless. Have a great night. Bye-bye, all.
Bye-bye.